Praise God. This is Coach Shelby with Coach for Christ. And I've got a word for you. It's a quick word, so you need to listen. And if you didn't listen to It's Time to Pray, the last anchor message it was recorded, shame on you. The word of God is free, but there's a price to pay to those who do not listen, who do not heed the word of God. I said the word of God is free, but there's a price to pay for those who reject the word of God. Now, I'm sitting here out in the sun. Yeah, praise God. In the presence of God, S-O-N and literally S-U-N. I'm standing and sitting. Well, which is it? Is it? Maybe both. Maybe in the spirit I'm standing, but on my flesh suit, I'm sitting. But I'm standing and I'm shouting. And I ran across something in my reading as I sat here in the word of God before I get ready to travel back into work. And I want to share with you. The gist of the message last week was that you are God's inheritance. In Ephesians 1 and 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory in the inheritance. I said in the inheritance in the saints. You are God's inheritance. And I drove that home in that last recording. But I want you to take heed and I want you to listen to Psalm chapter 2. And I'm going to read to you verses 7 and 8. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. This day have I begotten you. Of course, we know that that's Jesus Christ. Ask of me and I shall give you the heathen. I said, ask of me and I shall give you the heathen for your inheritance. There it is again. You see, the heathen is God's inheritance. You see, you are God's inheritance. It doesn't matter how you feel. The Bible says in Romans 12:3 that you've been given the measure of faith, that each man has been given the measure of faith, and that even the faith to believe upon the Son of God was given by God, and the heathen who's rebellious against God was given to the Son of the living God who came and died for the sins of the world. The Bible says that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and the knowledge of the Son of God. Ask of me, and I will give you the heathen. So no matter what you think, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've gone, no matter how bad you messed up, there's nothing so tremendous that the blood of Jesus will not cleanse you, because it was God's will to give you, the heathen, the sinner, the filthy, to his son, Jesus Christ, for he came for such a reason to die on the cross. It is blasphemous to think crosswise. There's nothing too hard for God, and there's nothing he can't save you from. The evidence is that you're here now and you're listening. It says, ask of me, Jesus, ask of me, ask Daddy, ask Father, and I shall give you the heathen. I shall give you that filthy, nasty drunk, that filthy, nasty prostitute. I shall give them to you for your inheritance. You are the inheritance of God, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. That's the glory of God. That's the goodness of God, speaking of the inheritance of God, which is us. You got to try real hard, my brother and sister, to go to hell. You got to try real hard. You've got to reject the draw of God, because I believe every man, woman, and child has that opportunity, because the word of God assures it as the inheritance of God. Take this word and be encouraged. And let the encouragement of the word lead you to start spending time with the word and spend your time in the sun, S-O-N. I said in the sun, S-O-N, and understand this, that today it's free, but tomorrow there's a price to be paid for those who reject the word of God.